We have a special guest in the studio here, and from the Pella Christian Opportunity Center, Rod Brown is with us this morning. How are you, Rod?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
I said thanks for knowing the key to the door. Came in carrying boxes of pastries.
Now I'm welcome back anytime, right?
That's right.
Of course, obviously, Pella's renowned for these things.
Yes.
Well, tell us about what you're doing, because I know you're expanding, and you've been doing this. We were just comparing notes. He started where he's working, and I started where I'm working at the same time, many, many moons ago.
And we both look so young.
Yeah.
You do.
That's right. We're getting younger.
Yes. Yes, this is my 29th year. When I started at Christian Opportunity Center in Pella, it was just the Pella services, and then later we added a home in Des Moines, and then services in Oskaloosa Vocational for people with disabilities, and then later Knoxville and Indianola, and this June we're going to be opening a home in Waukee.
Wow, congratulations. Tell what goes on at a place like that.
Lots of different things. We have a wide array of services for people from very severe disabilities to people with very mild disabilities. Primarily intellectual disabilities and some other developmental disabilities, and also some people with chronic mental illness. And our mission is integrating Christian values and teaching skills for life. And, you know, we have just some incredible employees who are extremely committed to that mission.
We were talking about this during the news, and I was saying, if you're an employee there, that's a heart condition there. Mm-hmm. That's because you're there because you want to be there and you want to be meaningful and you want to do something that makes a difference.
Yes, and we do an annual staff satisfaction survey, and every year commitment to our mission always ranks at the top why our employees choose to work at COC.
We have a very good reputation around Pella. I know that because I go there from time to time and talk to people. And then, of course, as you said, you expanded into Des Moines and now into Waukee.
Yes.
And do you have like a website or somebody could go to and see a little bit of this?
Certainly. It's christianopportunity.org.
And what's the best way people could help you with what you're doing?
Well, there's all kinds of ways. We have volunteer opportunities. We have our vacant positions posted on our website, as well as an employment application. There's opportunities on the website to donate to the mission of COC. Just lots of different ways people can help. All kinds of information on that website.
Don't you have a golf tournament coming up as a fundraiser?
Yes, and in June we do. We've been doing this now for over a decade. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. We always fill up the course at Bos Landen Golf Resort there, and we typically gross over $60,000 from that event.
Wow. Well, you takes money to run this thing.
Yes, it does. Our annual revenues are just over $10 million.
And you mentioned you had some volunteers. What would be some typical things that volunteers would or could do?
If you have some special skills that you want to share with people in one of our communities, just call and see if we can match you up with somebody, one-to-one kinds of things. We have other volunteers that pick people up and take them to church. We do a lot of volunteer things with Central College students who help with various recreational activities and parties and things like that. It's really almost unlimited. And then once in a while, you know, spring we'll get a group of students from a local school that'll come out and do some spring cleanup or something like that. So it's really unlimited.
When you're starting a new place as you are in Waukee, is that hard? What kind of thing? You got to find a building or what?
Not after all these years. And actually, this Waukee home is a rather unique situation. Some parents who live in Waukee who have two daughters with disabilities are actually building this home. And
wow.
We are doing a management agreement with them. So we're just managing the home and providing the employees and the supervision and oversight.
Yeah, the need gets bigger, but obviously so does your service that you're providing.
Yes.
Very good.
Always new opportunities.
Yeah. Well, good. How about, like I say, a website or a phone number that people could call if they have heard this, they want to get in the golf tournament or they want to volunteer or they want to know more about what you do?
Again, the website is christianopportunity.org. The general phone number in Pella is 641-628-1162.
Got any tulips coming up in Pella?
Actually, I was looking at them this morning as I drove up Washington there from the square, and there's already some showing color, but others don't even have buds yet, so I think they'll probably be about right. There's always some early ones.
They always try to time those out, but they plant them in waves too, don't they, so that they make up for that?
It almost always turns out okay, despite all the worrying that everybody does over whether they'll be perfect or not.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for what you do and for all the things that your folks do that work with you there.
You're welcome, and I just want to take this opportunity to thank all of our great employees who carry out our mission every day very faithfully.
And we have a parting gift
yes,
for you.
It
you
kind brought of pales us. In comparison.
I can't make up for what you've done for us, but we're in there pitching.
We have for you, courtesy of Mueller Urgay Associates, we have for you a pair of Vanna Bonnie dum-dums.
Hey, can't beat that.